Hey there, thanks for listening to O Latino. We want to give you a heads up about a new podcast coming your way called Hidden Brain. It's about social science you can apply throughout your entire life. Now you can get a preview of Shankar Vedantam's Hidden Brain beginning September 4. On that show, professional poker player Annie Duke tells Shankar how she weaponized stereotypes to her advantage. For the Hidden Brain podcast, you can go to npr.org/podcast or wait for it on the NPR One app. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. I'm really excited about our guest today. It's NPR Music's Anastasia Tsulkas.
Hey guys, I'm so happy to be here.
Hi Anastasia. I love having you on, Anastasia, because even though you primarily blog and report on classical music, you are a world music fan. You're like a musical archaeologist, and I find that the music you bring always has a really interesting backstory. What are we listening to right now?
Oh, thank you. You're so nice. Thank you for saying those
very nice.
The track we're listening to is called Selva, and it's from a producer and DJ named Motin. So the song is Selva, which means jungle, and obviously it has this really heavy tropical vibe. Selva means jungle, right? So you have that sort of thickness to it. And the producer and DJ is named Motin, and you think, okay, there's got to be some sort of Brazilian thing going on with him, or Portuguese or something. Turns out Motin is this guy from Dresden, Germany, who apparently fell in love with these sounds, which is pretty cool. And, you know, this label that it comes from is this electronic dance label based in Lisbon. And what they do is so interesting because it's such an interesting mix of old sounds and new sounds and old textures and new beats, which I really love. And they do this series every couple of weeks called Uppercuts, in which they give away free downloads of club tracks. And then every once in a while, they compile the best of those into a real compilation called Uppercuts, and this is one of their new picks.
There's definitely a theme in the music you brought of people who don't have a lot to do with that actual culture doing music by that culture, you know? Like, you also brought this guy who is a rumba tap dancer from Austria. You know, there's been a lot of conversation recently about cultural appropriation and what's cultural appropriation, what's not. I don't know. I'm personally of the belief that in a world where we're all fighting, admiration is a really cool thing, you know, to admire somebody's music so much that you want to participate in it. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of an eternal question, isn't it? Right? What's the line between homage and masquerade or something like that? And I feel similarly. Like, there are various styles from all over the world that I've fallen very deeply in love with and have gotten involved with in one, you know, one way or the other. And I'm not of that ethnicity. I'm not of that cultural background. And you know, do I have the right to it or not? I'd like to say, if you do things respectfully, as I think all these artists we're going to be talking about today do, and sort of bring in all kinds of collaborators, I think it can be done really beautifully. And there are times that's really not at all right, you know?
I think the proof is in the pudding as far as the sincerity is concerned. And I'm very, very fond of this next act that you brought in, this next group.
Yeah. I mean, who thinks about a dancer putting out albums? But this is exactly what this is. This is a guy from Vienna, right? Originally, I think.
He's from Austria, yes.
Yeah, and he fell completely in love with Afro-Cuban dance and Afro-Cuban music, and he's developed this thing he calls a rumba tap. So let's take a listen.
So Max Pollock has such a cool life story. I think it's just such a cool example of really falling in love with music and all the places it can take you. He starts off by watching a lot of Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly films. And
in Austria.
Yes. And he's 5 years old. He loves it. But there's no tap dancing classes in Austria. So there's only ballet and classical dancing. So he teaches himself to tap dance. Then when he's 14, he learns drums and percussion. And when he's 17, he hooks up with jazz musician Carnell Lyons, who becomes his mentor. And he starts getting really into Afro-Cuban rumba. And finally, one day, he's dancing in the famous New Yorican cafe in New York. And Los Muñequitos de Matanzas come to see him. Their rumba dancer is just mesmerized by how this guy dances. And he has this line that he tells their rumba dancer, which I think really encapsulates what he's doing. He says, "You know how you play cáscara with drums? Cáscara is a very typical Latin beat." He says, "Okay, now do that with your feet."
His dancing and his style and what he's doing reminds me of all people, Sammy Davis Jr.
Because I can see that.
Yeah, because he was a very good tap dancer, as well as being this amazing entertainer overall. But he was also an incredible drummer. He had an affinity for Afro-Cuban music as well. That's why Max Pollock's music and his style and everything he does is always reminding me of Sammy Davis Jr. Definitely has his own unique spot in the music and the respect of people like Bobby Sanabria, Pedrito Martinez, all the New York City rumba people, they've accepted him and what he does as an extension to what he does.
For sure. And you know, and that's where we come back to collaboration because, as you said, Bobby Sanabria, the track that we're just hearing has Pedrito Martinez on it, as well as a saxophonist who is very involved in the Afro-Cuban jazz scene here in New York, a guy by the name of Paul Carlin. And, you know, I love this sort of meeting ground that he's created, this space that dance meets music or sort of reintegrates with music, is maybe a better way of putting it, and tradition and new sounds are coming together. I find it really beautiful and really affirming.
In Quincy Jones' autobiography, he talked about how they would put a box that Michael Jackson would stand on when he was recording his vocals, when he did Thriller and he did Off the Wall, and some of those albums. And Michael Jackson would dance and they would build rhythm tracks on what he was doing with his feet while he was singing.
Well, I mean, that's a natural bridge for me into listening to a really wonderful Cuban pianist, Cuban American pianist, Alfredo Rodriguez, who arrived on these shores, I should say, in 2009 with nothing, like one suitcase, as he often tells people. He had one sweater and one pair of jeans, and that was it. And he was immensely gifted and knew that he wanted to find avenues for his talents that were outside of the island. And I'm not quite sure how they originally hooked up, but he became acquainted and eventually mentored by Quincy Jones, of all people. And they have worked together a lot, and Quincy Jones has co-produced now two albums for this pianist. And I'd love to play you one of the tracks from that. And I think the core melody will be very familiar, but what he does with it will be really surprising. This guy Rodriguez is really a jazz musician, right? But there, to me, to my ears, in this rendition of Guantanamera, I hear Prokofiev, I hear Bartok, I hear Stravinsky, you know, those angular dissonances. And he's just so surprising. He melds these three elements together. So you have the Cuban, and you have jazz, and you have classical, and they all come together in a really beautiful and playful way.
Okay, what do you have next?
So, speaking of classical tradition, and because that's home base for me, I brought you a guitarist from La Rioja.
La Rioja.
La Rioja in Spain.
Oh, in Spain.
Yeah. Sorry to disappoint.
I thought it was La Rioja.
The other La Rioja. That's right. This Spanish guitarist, you will be very happy to know, Jasmine, goes to Latin America, and Americano is the name of the album, and he is very much a classical guitarist. His name is Pablo Villegas, and he spends this album sort of going on a tour, not just of Latin America, but into North America as well. And the track that I brought to you is actually from a Venezuelan composer named Pedro Elias Gutierrez, who was born in 1870, died in 1954, but he picks up on very traditional ideas within this classical context. So I think we should take a listen.
Harp in what he's playing.
That is very close. So the idea originally was to evoke the sound of the cuatro, this folk instrument that is descended from a four-string guitar from the Spanish Baroque and Renaissance era. But it, in the Latin American context, it became a folk instrument, right? And so it has that sort of lightness and sort of singing quality. And the idea behind this piece, this larger piece called Alma Llanera, was to evoke a very traditional Venezuelan folk style, right? A dance called a joropo. And the idea here is sort of take that element again and sort of introduce a folk element into a classical, a very much a classical context.
Right, I understand we're going to stay in Latin America. What's next?
We're not just going to stay in Latin America. We're also going to go to another group of musicians who have some classical background but have put it into another context. They're a band called Banda de los Muertos from Brooklyn, and we're going to listen to a cumbia of theirs.
Brooklyn's in Latin America. That qualifies.
It totally does, doesn't it?
We want to give you a heads up about a new podcast coming your way called Hidden Brain. It's about social science you can apply throughout your entire life. Now you can get a preview of Shankar Vedantam's Hidden Brain beginning September 4. You can go to npr.org/podcast or wait for it on the NPR One app.
So these two guys from Brooklyn, Jacob Garchik is a guy who's very deeply involved in classical music as well as jazz. He very frequently arranges for the Kronos Quartet, and his partner in crime on this project is Oscar Noriega, who's a jazz guy in New York who was a sideman for Lee Konitz and Paul Motion and a bunch of other notable names. And the way that they fell in love with this music from Sinaloa is through Noriega. Now, his family is not from Sinaloa, but he's Mexican-American, and he introduced Garchik to this brass sound, and Garchik fell in love, and they decided to launch this project that's kind of an homage to this big, old-fashioned brassy sound.
Very 1940s sound.
A bunch of what happens on this album are covers of old material, but also some new things too, and this Cumbia de Jacobo that opens the album, you know, Jacob's cumbia, right? is exactly where they want to be.
Thank you.
One of the things I think about a lot is that, you know, the traditional narrative, let me say, was that port cities were the traditional place where peoples mixed and sounds mixed and, you know, sort of like fell in love and got married and had babies, both, you know, literally and also stylistically and culturally, right? And you know, cities like New York, cities like Los Angeles and all this. But now, through social media, through the immediacy of the internet, like, everywhere is a port city. Like, your Twitter account is a port city.
Yeah.
And you, there's no barrier anymore to what you can take in and what you can transform. Speaking of sort of these cross-cultural currents, I had to bring you a track called East West. Let's take a listen.
Τα δυο σου χέρια μια ανάσα, σαν δροσέρι χαρά. Βγήκαν έλα ζάχαρη και μέντα και γλυκό φίλι. Άνθησες στην αυλή μου γαρδένια φούλη και για σέμι.
Is it the spirit and the beauty that makes me feel seriously the flavor of a pleasant duty? No monotony.
You walk around. Okay, what is the East and what is the West?
That's a really good question. The song is sung in Greek, which is sort of one of my home languages. The producer of it is this guy named Chantel, who is German. But he pairs up on this track with this Greek singer and sanduri player, a hammered dulcimer player, named Areti Ketime. And so she's singing these incredible lines that are very evocative. The first verse is, your two hands are a breath like a cool dawn, and cinnamon and sugar and mint and a sweet kiss. And it sort of goes with these very regionally evocative flavors and scents through the whole song. So it's like, is he the West? Is Greece the West?
Right.
Where's East? You know, so where's the dividing line between East and West? And this is sort of a cultural preoccupation for us of that region. So where the dividing line is, who you are. I feel like, you know, there's this song, the East and West, it feeds into the cumbia we just heard because there's also that brass band underpinning here, too.
Τα δυο σου μάτια σαν κοιτάζω, ο ουρανός με τη γη, γαλάζιο φως και χρυμπάρι, ρίγανη και κρασί. Άνθησες στην αυλή μου γαρδένια φούλη και για σέμι με αρώμα από Ελλάδα και Ανατολή. Εμείς οι δυο, καρδούλα μου, είμαστε ταιριαστοί με αρώμα από Ελλάδα, Βαλκανία, Δύση και Ανατολή.
Speaking speaking of crossing borders, this is the biggest song right now in North Africa and the Middle East and really across the Arabic speaking world right now. Like, it's even more the video that got me entranced than the music. But anyway, Lima Halim is the song. You can translate that as a boss or teacher or something like that. It's a pop song, but it also has the feeling of hip hop in it.
نسكت وانت موجود ما نرضى نتكلم نسكت وانت موجود ما نرضى نتكلم واللي خلاك ما يفهم يجي له يوم ويندم
واللي خلاك ما يفهم يجي له يوم ويندم
وما تسمع اللي يخدعك انت معلم وما تسمع اللي يخدعك انت معلم نسكت وانت موجود ما نرضى نتكلم نسكت وانت موجود ما نرضى نتكلم معلم
Anastasia, thank you so much for bringing in all this music. It's always, like Jasmine says, it's always a lot of fun.
Oh, so much fun. Thank you for having me.
You can hear all of the songs we play today on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
Okay, Anastasia, where can we find you on Twitter?
Well, I very often hang out on NPR Classical, but on Twitter, I am Anastasia T, A-N-A-S-T-A-S-I-A-T.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I am Jasmine Garst.
This has been Alt Latino.
نسكت وانت موجود ما نرضى نتكلم نسكت وانت موجود ما نرضى نتكلم
How much you all say with me معلم
تستاهل طيارة لا طيارة شوية عليك
تستاهل طيارة لا طيارة شوية عليك
تطير انت في العالي ما نوصل لك يا غالي تطير انت في العالي ما نوصل لك يا غالي انت معلم لا لا تسمع اللي يخدعك انت معلم
والله يا معلم